And it appears we're live. Good morning, everybody. I'm Bear with BearIndependent.com, founder and CEO of Refuge Medical, president of Grindstone Ministries at a Caleb House. And today we're going to do the brief, which is, of course, brought to you by RefugeMedical.com. We'll talk more about that later. This morning, we're going to talk about Chinese spy balloons like everybody else on the internet, but I have an interesting take I think you're going to enjoy. We're going to talk about labor strikes in the United Kingdom. We're going to talk about Putin being cited with nuclear launch codes. Yeah, no, nothing to see here. No big deal. Some national intel from y'all. And then, of course, a letter from the Bear Nation. It's Friday. We have a lot of ground to cover. So let's begin with the spy balloon sighted over Montana, allegedly having originated and or passed over the imaginary line in the snow to the north from Canada to Montana. This spy balloon is rather large. It's got an array of solar panels and listening instrumentation, very likely hoovering up data. It has been surmised by the likes of CNN and Fox News that it was up there surveilling these nuclear missile silos, which, as somebody so succinctly stated in the chat already, everybody knows those silos are already there. There's also unconfirmed reports that there's more balloons. And oh no, what are we going to do? Well, allegedly, Biden told his joint chiefs that he wanted it shot down, to which General Mark Milley responded, "No, sir, we're not going to shoot it down. That could do some collateral damage, and we don't want that to happen." So it appears that Ice Cream Grandpa may have been overruled by his own advisors, which is vaguely hopeful, although we didn't shoot the damn thing down. Why? Because we don't want to seem aggressive towards China? Really? Okay. Also, is anybody familiar with the Battle of Los Angeles, where allegedly, according to MUFON? Whatever, one of those UFO conspiracy groups put on by the government, a weather balloon, it caused like 48,000 rounds of ammunition, including anti-aircraft guns, to be expended to shoot down a weather balloon, but it was actually the reptilian overlords. You guys are tracking on this, right? And yet we have a weather balloon in Montana, not a single anti-aircraft round fired, right? This is racist, if you ask me. Those poor white people up there in Montana need their UFO weather balloon shot down as well. Now, unlike the rest of the internet, I actually have a four-step process that I figured out this morning on the fly to deal with this weather balloon. So I want you guys to just track with me for a moment, okay? Four-step process. I want you to put your thinking cap on. I want you to engage your creativity. I want you to think with me. Phase one. All right, everybody tracking?
Tracking like a tank, Bear.
All right, listen. Phase one. We go to New York City, and we get those giant Macy's Day Parade balloons. You know what I'm talking about? I'm thinking like the turkey from the Thanksgiving Day Parade. We put an old-timey hot air balloon basket underneath it. And we crew this thing up with four people. The Monopoly Man, because yay capitalism, right? The Monopoly Man, a legit Texas cowboy. I'm not talking about some of these North Texas sopping wet P-words with their pavement princess, you know, $80,000 one-ton trucks and boots that have never gotten mud on them. I mean a real cowboy, okay? A legit World War I aviator, leather helmet, scarf, goggles, the whole nine, cigar stub it's stuck in his mouth. And a fat redneck kid, crewman number four, fat redneck kid, coonskin cap, pimply face, flannel shirt, cut off, of course, with a Red Ryder BB gun. Okay? And we fly the Macy's Day turkey balloon up to the Chinese spy balloon. Right? So we get right up next to it. This is where, now to fund this, we need Monopoly Man. The aviator, World War I aviators, we're going to get our balloon right next to their balloon. Okay. The cowboy, because collateral damage is a thing and we want to recover the instrumentation that's on this balloon, the cowboy is going to throw his lasso onto the other balloon and he's going to rope it in. Once we've confirmed that we indeed have the enemy Chinese balloon, fat redneck kid is going to start pumping rounds from the BB gun into the balloon. And now the balloon, the Chinese spy balloon, starts to crumble. Loses pressure, right? Which means it's going to lose altitude. It now becomes a dead weight on the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day turkey balloon. And we controlled landing, bring it to the ground, okay? This is phase one. Phase two, while this is happening, we get a bunch of World War I era dirigibles. Remember dirigibles? The giant blimp things? We get a slew, hundreds of dirigibles. On every dirigible will be the same type of World War I era aviator, as well as birthday clowns. Remember back in the day when you were a kid and there's like a really freaky dude with like a red wig would show up with a painted face and he would make what? Balloon animals. Our own balloon animals. And onto these balloon animals, we're going to tie hand grenades and spy devices, listening devices, Raspberry Pis, cameras, etc. And we're going to fly this fleet of hundreds of dirigibles into mainland China. And while we're at it, all these other BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, whoever else wants to get some, they're going to get some. So phase two, dirigibles, full-blown balloon animal attack, right? Because they need to know who's boss. We're going to play with balloons. That's right. We're going to play with balloons. Phase three, and here's where it gets interesting. Phase, why is my first grader learning Mandarin and Russian? This is why. So they can crew these dirigibles during this mainland China attack. Okay. Phase three, install through a military coup, Ronald McDonald as president of the United States of America. Hang with me here. Homie the Clown is now president of Canada. And we replace the World Economic Forum with the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Worldwide global coup, which brings us to phase four. It couldn't possibly be any worse than it is right now if we had literal clowns running the world. And that's it. I'm out. That's the brief for today. That's what I got. What do you think? Good plan?
Sure.
You approve?
I mean, it's not any crazier than what our government has.
Bear for War Chief 2024. All right. So for real this time, the bear brief. Yes, there's a spy balloon over Montana. We don't have balls big enough apparently anymore to shoot down a balloon, even though we flew some F-22 Raptors around it. They've got beautiful imagery of these planes flying in circles around the balloon. Where is it right now? It's in Montana. Well, what are we going to do about it? Nothing, because we don't want to piss the Chinese off. But, Secretary Blinken is going to have a very strongly worded conversation with the Chinese when he's over there visiting in the very near future. Shoot the damn thing down. Oh, but we want the instrumentation. Okay, then go get the balloon. Like, if we flew a balloon into China, would it still be up in the air? No, it would not. To the brief. The UK, the United Kingdom, is seeing the largest coordinated strike in a generation as professors, teachers, train conductors, and civil servants walk off their jobs, demanding better work conditions and compensation in the face of insurmountable inflation. Economic indicator. Inflation has led the average public sector worker to make the equivalent of about $250 less per month than in 2010. Okay, so in the last 12 years, they lost $250 per month in wages. Is that significant? Yeah, I guess, enough that they're pissed about it. Is it end times chaos, the end of the world as we know it, a denarius for your day's wheat? No, it's not. By the way, a denarius is the equivalent of about $30. So when you see a loaf of bread for $30, it's end times. To the question I get all the time, Bear, are we in end times? No, not in my opinion. Are we near there? Maybe. We have literal clowns running the world. It's possible. One world clown government. This whole time we've been focused on Klaus Schwab, when we really should have been focused on, these circus brothers, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. Like, they're the ones perpetuating all this nonsense. Roughly 500,000 people in total are involved in these strikes in the UK, with around 300,000 of them being teachers. According to the National Education Union, this has led to about 85% of schools being fully or partially closed. In Oklahoma, if you get an eighth of an inch of snow, they close the school for 2 weeks. Ask me how I know. The head of that union, Mary Boosted, said, quote, "We want this to be a one-day strike. And what I would say to the government is that you have now..." But she's English, right? So should I do a really bad English accent? Yeah, probably not. We'll just keep going. What I would say to the government is you now have got 27 days until the next strike in England, which is a regional strike in the Northwest. Don't tell them what you're going to do. Anyway, that's 27 days where you can sit down and really negotiate with us. We're ready to do that. We have to find a way to address the workforce crisis in our schools. We have to find a way of long-term correction for teachers' pay, which has declined. Sorry. Fingers not working. Which has declined drastically over the last 12 years to a much worse extent than nearly any other profession. End quote. The UK has seen such an increase in strikes, more than a decade in fact, that the government in the UK has introduced legislation that would make it harder for workers to go on strike. Britain's anti-strike laws are expected to be passed this summer. Now, before the internet rewrites the definition, we're going to very quickly go to a little organization called Merriam-Webster. You may have heard of them. They write books that define what words mean, also known as a dictionary. Fascism, a political philosophy, movement, or regime, such as that of the fascisti, that exalts nation and often race above the individual and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. Again, the definition of fascism, a political philosophy, movement, or regime that exalts nation and often race above the individual and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. That is the Merriam-Webster's definition of fascism. Oh, back to the brief. The government in the UK has introduced legislation that would make it harder for workers to go on strike. Britain's anti-strike laws are expected to be passed by summer. The laws would make it so that about 20% of vital workers would have to continue working. The legislation has been called, quote, amongst the most draconian in the world, end quote, and would put an end to protections for workers against unfair dismissal and would enable employers to sue trade unions for damages. It's an interesting thread to follow. Inflation has led to civil unrest, which is now resulting in bigger governments restricting freedom, aka tyranny. And to that point, all of the indicators that we look at practically every day are all interconnected. Like economic crisis creates oftentimes civil unrest, which leads to tyranny. You know, they're all interconnected. The availability of food is often affected by economic crises, which leads to civil unrest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of which points more towards these failing nation states kicking and screaming, trying to maintain control for as long as possible, which leads to more and more use of force, more and more authoritarianism, which shifts the Overton window from individual liberties, a republic if you can keep it, sir, to draconian fascism. Yeah. And there's this real weird push-pull where, because like, I feel like, well, that sucks. That's happening over there or out there. It's not happening here. Praise the Most High. And by right here, I don't mean the United States. I mean here where I am, it's not a thing. It's not an issue. But what will you do when it is there, Bear? We'll do what we always do, take care of ourselves. We're pretty clannish with the C, you know, C-L-A-N, clannish. We stick to ourselves. We do our own thing. We raise our own food. We raise our own kids. We provide our own security. We provide our own medical. We provide our own businesses. We kind of stick to ourselves. And so it's a great place to be in, because as the world continues to crumble, it's like, yeah, that sucks. So what do you want to do tonight? What do you want for dinner? You want to eat another sheep? Okay, sounds good. In the U.S., the same deadly ice storm that has swept through the southern states and left hundreds of thousands without power. Yeah, because basic preparedness covers a myriad of possibilities, including an ice storm. We'll be striking the Northeast this weekend. So if you're one of them Yankees, pay attention. The coldest wind chills in decades are expected. Some predictions say that with the wind chill, it could be as bad as 50 degrees below zero. That, boys and girls, is pretty damn cold. Doesn't matter who you are. It's not just cold. It's extremely dangerous. Frostbite can occur in as little as 10 minutes in these conditions. Over 15 million people are expected to be impacted. Governor Kathy Hochul, who, let's all be honest here, she's terrible. The terrible Governor Kathy Hochul warned residents, quote, New Yorkers across the state will experience dangerously cold temperatures and life-threatening wind chills this weekend. Now is the time to prepare. Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate the encouragement. Plan to limit your time outdoors this weekend and know where to take shelter. Take all necessary precautions to ensure your residence is safely heated and use caution if you plan to use an alternative heat source, such as a space heater, end quote. This is basic prepper stuff. You should be adequately prepared for a winter storm. It's incredible how many people who identify as preppers aren't adequately prepared for a winter storm. So if that's you, okay, you know, resolve to do better. Be adequately prepared for a winter storm. Basic prepper 101 stuff. If you don't know what to do, free playlist here on YouTube called The Prepper Classroom. It's free at this channel. Go watch it. It's 30 whiteboard videos, broken down Barney style, 101 level stuff. Do this, don't do that, buy this, don't buy that. Here's how you figure out how much food, water you need. This is what adequate shelter looks like, how to put together a bug out plan, a bug out bag, a blah, 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 blah. All the basic prepper stuff, 30 episodes. Go watch it, okay?
Okay, there.
All right, awesome. Moving right along to national intelligence, which means that it was provided by y'all, the Bear Nation. Bonus intel, 3 February 2023. All these are quotes. I will not say quote unquote over and over again. Bless you, Carrie, for the $10. I appreciate you. Thank you, muchos. That's a little bit of Espanol for you. Gosh, we're still talking about the balloon in the chat. Is the balloon delivering Chinese takeout? Maybe it's an Amazon balloon. Maybe that's what it is. I'll tell you what. I bet you there's very few places that deliver Chinese takeout in Montana. National Intel, quote, back in the fall, I emailed you about some issues in concern to our supplies. We now face further issues. I'm a firefighter in the Cincinnati tri-state area, and all of our ketamine is set to expire February 1st. That was a couple days ago. And we have none on the shelf to replace it. We've tried ordering from three different suppliers leading up to this, but everyone is on back order. This comes as the hospitals are at capacity more and more often. It seems younger and younger adults are becoming ill and injured at minor and major extents. Commentary on this, be your own first responder. I've been saying for months, medical supplies are drying up. They're becoming more expensive. They're getting harder to get. Take action, y'all. If you don't have the stuff you need, refugemedical.com. Bear Nation's your promo code for free shipping. If it's on our store, it's in stock, and I will send it to you today. That's how it works. Be your own freaking first responder, man, because the good men and women out there who are trying to do their jobs, those who are left who are trying to do their jobs, are understaffed, they're underpaid, they're overworked, they don't have the components that they need, they don't oftentimes have fuel to put in their vehicles, ambulances aren't running, the maintenance schedules for all the equipment is way, way, way behind due to a lack of funding for maintenance or a lack of parts to do the maintenance. The whole thing, it's falling apart. So step one, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Don't do dumb stuff. Like, just don't do dumb stuff. Step two, if something dumb happens to happen, you need to have a way to deal with it, because if you're dependent upon the ambulance to come get you, 45 minutes to 4 hours. You know how long you have to live if you have a critical bleed from your femoral artery? About 90 seconds before you pass out. Lose half your blood. And if you lose half your blood, minor rabbit hole here, you go into what's called irreversible hypovolemic shock. It's called irreversible for a reason. Your body begins the process of dying. Clinical death begins. It doesn't end, but it begins at the irreversible hypovolemic shock stage, meaning you lost half of your blood. If I cut your femoral artery open right now, take a sharp knife, cut you open, let you lose 2.5 liters of blood, half of your blood, and then immediately put you on an ambulance or a helicopter, and you were immediately taken to a level one trauma center where you were immediately seen by a team of surgeons. And all of this is immediate. Best case scenario, you have a 50-50 chance of survival. Homeboys, homegirls, we don't live in that world anymore. There is no immediate anymore. So, basic rules of physiology. Air goes in and out. Blood goes round and round. Keep the blood inside the body. Make sure the air keeps going in and out. If you don't have the tools to do that with, refugemedical.com. Next, bonus intel. The Ukraine war is now affecting mining operations in West Virginia. Some specialty parts for our miners are made in Ukraine, and now we can no longer get the part. And Joy, which is a company, I thought Joy was a person at first. I was going to blame Joy, but Joy, it's not Joy in accounting. It's Joy the company, is having a hard time finding an equal replacement. Info came from a Joy rep. If the part is lesser quality, then that means more money and cheaper parts, more downtime, and less production. Yay, globalization. It's the best, y'all. It's the best. Next, wanted to pass this along. Starting to see my family meds for diabetes to be hard to obtain through two different pharmacies. They stated they have no timeline for them to be back in stock. Next, and this one's super duper interesting. I caught COVID this week and went to the doctor to do some health due to some health problems that can make COVID worse. Comorbidities, maybe. The doctor asked me if I wanted a script for the COVID pill that helps with symptoms. I asked her if she would take it, if she were me. This is a quote of what she said. Quote, my father 2 weeks ago had COVID. His doctor asked him about the pill. He called me in the middle of that discussion and I begged him not to take it for the horrible side effects. End quote. My doctor told me I would have to sign off on taking the pill and forced me to read a crap ton of pages on all the side effects. I did not take the pill, but glanced at the side effects, and let's just say I would probably die from taking those meds. I'm also a commercial front loader for a sanitation company. Shifting gears here. So, Cowboy in the Jungle, I appreciate you back. Thanks for the $10 bill, bro. Or sis, whoever you may be. Appreciate you. Him, zim, her, shim, dosh hound. Whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. However you identify today. It says cowboy in the jungle, but who knows these days? I mean, you could be a sloth that stumbled upon an iPhone. But even if you are a sloth, I appreciate you, cowboy in the jungle. Thank you so much. Intruder alert. Look who it is. Chief Operating Officer of RefugeMedical.com. Wow, it's that guy. Bobo. I'm also a commercial front loader for a sanitation company. My route is specifically focused on compost and organics, which is cool. That's cool. Before 2020, I averaged about 12 to 15 tons a day of compost. That's awesome. I now barely push 8 tons. I pick up several large name grocery stores in the North Midwest and used to pick up them multiple times a week. I now pick them up once a week and some every other week. The managers inside the stores have told me produce is in short supply and the warehouse. Sorry, I love every one of y'all, but I think a bunch of y'all do talk to text and it's so freaking difficult to read. Oh my gosh. 3 seconds. 3 seconds of spell check and punctuation. Please, Bear Nation. I now pick them up once a week and some every other week. The managers inside the stores have told me produce is in short supply at the warehouse and eggs and meat are in extreme supply. I think you mean are in extreme short supply as well, with no relief in sight. Next, Bear, your second video, 1 February 23, regarding market indicators and possible whiskey Alfa Romeo. Yep. I searched the DOD website for contracts and found one for today. Told you so. I don't say anything to y'all that I don't know to be truth at the time that I say it. I had a boss one time that told me, he said, son, I will never lie to you. I might tell you something that turns out to be untrue, but I will never intentionally lie to you. And I thought that was a really good summation. I'm the same way. I will never lie to you. I might say something that ends up being wrong, but it's not intentionally. I'm telling you, DOD, Department of Defense and Defense Logistics Agency, which is a subset of the DOD, are buying up stuff left and right. And the stuff that they're buying up is for warfare. We saw a big push on this. Thank you, Kermode Bear. We saw a big push on this in February of last year when Russia first invaded Ukraine. We are seeing another very large push. And by we, I mean us, Refuge Medical, because of the industries that we work in. We're seeing another very big push over the last couple of weeks, ramping up, getting even bigger every day of DOD, DLA, buying more and more and more stuff. In addition to existing contracts, and in addition to what is already being sent to Ukraine. So it's not more of the same. It's ramping up. Tony Homesteader said, I just ordered a wound care bucket. Thanks, Bear. You're welcome, Tony. I would get them today because gauze is drying up. Gauze is drying up. And if I can get more of it, it ain't going to be at the price that I got it the last time. Yep. Next. So what this guy was saying, read DOD contracts. Zimmer Biomet Spine Incorporated has been awarded a maximum $48 million fixed-price indefinite delivery contract for spinal procedural packages and supplies. End date is yada, yada, yada. Using customers are Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and federal civilian agencies. Type of appropriation is fiscal 2023 through 2024 defense working capital funds. The contracting agency is the Defense Logistics Agency, Troop Support, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Further search shows that Zimmer Biomet embodies complete portfolio of collagen-based biointegrative solutions to support healing in the most challenging orthopedic soft tissue injuries, aka implants for tendon healing and arthroscopic implant systems for rotator cuff repair. So, DOD sounds like is anticipating a bunch of sports medicine injuries, aka the type of injuries that soldiers face when they're deployed over there doing the things. Spinal, yeah. How many vets do you know that have bad backs? I know a lot of vets that have bad backs. Rotator cuff injuries, tendon injuries, etc. $48 million to that tune. Next from Badger, called Character of the Bear Nation, says, Shalom. I write this with pride of the tribe, of what it means to be part of the Bear Nation. Being the administrator and moderator of the official Bear Independent Discord, a perk of being on the Bear Independent Patreon, I get to see pretty much everything. In the prayer request section, a brother expressed despondent concern and reached out to all of us for prayer for their situation. Their furnace had gone out and they were in search of more consistent work. A global notice was sent out to all Bear Independent Discord members to see what could be done. Many responses flowed forth. What fills me with pride and joy was not just the responses of the Bear Nation, but the returning response of the individual in need. This person simply responded that they would be okay, that they have faith in the Father, and that those who felt convicted to help to send donations to Grindstone, more specifically to Caleb House, and that the Father would use those funds immeasurably farther than I could, end quote. This is the example of what the Bear Nation is. Name is omitted for OPSEC reasons. Blessings and shalom, Badger. Y'all are so badass. You know that? Proud of y'all. Proud of y'all. That's the brief for today. If you're one of those people that jumps off, or one of those people that gets offended when I say it's time to jump off, hey buddy, you do you. We're all big kids here. We're Americans. You know, you have the right to individual liberty. You don't need to be offended. You just need to beat feet, skedaddle, get out of here, have a blessed day, shalom, because we're going to talk about how to support the show. And if you're already supporting the show, or you don't want to support the show, toodles. Have a blessed day of prep, because I'm going to talk about how to support the show. All right.
Okay, Bear.
Yankee Watchdog is offended now. Oh, Yankee, you've been here for 5 years. You're going to be here for another 5 years. It's going to be okay. Have another cup of coffee. Take a quick walk. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Take a poop.
Yep, take a poop. Bob said take a poop. I think that's great advice. Preferably in a toilet. But, you know, if you got to go, you got to go. Yeah, you got to go, you got to go.
You're on a walk and you're in the woods.
Anthony Aiello, his butt hurts. What is going on? Anthony, you've been here for 5 years too. You're going to be okay, Anthony. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Patreon.com, link in the description of every video and live stream. $5 per month. Best $5 you can spend on the internet. This morning on Patreon, we talked about people, culture, teams, and systems, and how those different things break down and why they are not all the same and why most preparedness-minded individuals are woefully, woefully unprepared to ascertain the difference between people, culture, teams, and systems and why that affects you and your mutual assistance group. Shalom, brother Rex, and Tato's here as well. There's a lot of fans of pooping in the chat right now.
Dude, Tato, huge fan of pooping.
Tato's a huge fan of pooping, huh?
At least once a day.
At least once a day. That's good to know. That's it. TMI. Now we all know. Tato likes to poop. Now there, it's out on the internet. There's only 1,486 people that are in on this joke now.
So nobody else knows.
No. So the next time when you order from Refuge and you get a a video chat from Tato that's like,
ask him if he sends it while he's pooping.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, thank you so much for ordering from Refuge Medical. We really appreciate your business. Your order's going out right now. I hope you have a blessed day. Shalom. You need to respond back. Be like, have you pooped today? I'm telling you, today's the day, right? Like, get them. Get them on the company phone. Yeah. Or just a poop emoji would be great. Just a poop emoji.
Yeah.
See how many people are paying attention. So Patreon, you can find a link in the description. It's awesome. My brother Rex, my brother Pastor Joe of Viking Preparedness, my brother Saws all have excellent Patreon pages as well. You should go check them out as well. But I will tell you this, we are no drama llamas. You check your ego at the door. It's a community. It's much like paying a cover charge at the bar when the band is playing on Friday night. That way,
you can still get kicked out.
Just because you paid your $5 cover charge doesn't mean you can't get bounced out of this place.
Get laid, meet your wife. You can meet your best friend.
Dude, you know how many people have met their wives on Patreon? A bunch. Yeah, you friends, wives. It happens. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Eat more fiber, drink more water. Thank you, Zachary. We've got a full-blown poop conversation going on in the comments over here. This is great. Well, it's Friday, so, and I don't know if you saw how I opened the brief, but
you could say that's the shit. You know?
Yeah, it is the shit. But we're attacking this Chinese spy balloon with the.
Yeah, I was late. That's part of the reason I was late. I was just, you know, really hunkering down, making sure my bunker was ready.
Mm. Well, we're here now.
No, I put up a bunch of American balloons.
He was
going to
use
with American flags.
We're going to New York. Yeah. We're getting the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloons.
That's great.
And we're weaponizing them to attack the Chinese balloons.
I think we should. The next natural step for human war is balloon warfare.
Yeah, we've gone back 150 years in technology.
We've regressed.
Everybody's like, but Gen 5 warfare. It's like, what about Gen 2.5 warfare?
I'm trying to get people with balloons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Water balloons are next. Hillbilly, bless you, brother. Thank you. Refuge Medical. Bear Facts are in stock today. The Ox is not in stock because so many of y'all bought the Ox. It'll be back soon. But, yeah. Or you need to talk with your people. Shows out of stock at the website, homie.
Bob's running to his computer.
Bob's like, fixing right now.
I'm like,
yeah. The Bear Fac is in stock. Bleeding control kits are in stock. They're $60. By the way, I have it on super good authority that price is going up in the next week or so. So $60 for bleeding control kit. It's a tourniquet, a pressure bandage, two packs of wound packing gauze, shears. Shears, Mylar blanket, instructional card. It's awesome. $60, right?
Yeah, it's a smoking deal.
With a real cat tourniquet in it. Not a Chinese tourniquet. Not a fake tourniquet. A real tourniquet. Bear Facts, like I said, are in stock. Shipping super duper fast. Buckets are in stock. Get them while you can. Gauze is drying up. One of our huge suppliers is now like, hey, we love you guys, we're throwing all of our gauze at the DoD right now. Okay, love you back, question mark.
Shout out to them for calling us.
Hey, what flavor is that?
This is citrus.
Citrus? Let me see that shit. What is not? I got four coffees in right now. I just
you're lying. I've got four coffees in right now.
Citrus.
It's a new flavor.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You two know you're live on the internet, right?
I don't care. It's just us and 1,460 other people.
It's just Bear Nation.
I already told the people to leave if they didn't want to be here for this. Yeah, they're like, what is that? I like these right here. The coffee ones. These are good. Now, if you're not already addicted to nicotine, I don't recommend you go get these things. But if you are, go for it. Zachary Roberts says, I love the after the brief banter. Right? They know what they're getting.
Yeah. This like, is where the real like, fans are.
Yeah, nobody here is surprised scenes. Right now.
We already kicked the fake fans out. We're just here for the intel.
You just talk about records for a little bit, then you the like. Show.
Yeah. Well, it can't be too ShamWow-y. You know what I mean?
Plus, these guys, they want us to be us.
Yeah, we are us. Full. Yeah. I'm a full-blown me, bro.
Last night was way us.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Even.
No, but Bob's down. Bob's not up. HSA and FSA eligible. Everything in the store at Refuge. Let's see. Your promo codes on Patreon work for Refuge Training and Refuge Medical. So use your promo code there for a percentage off. Speaking of Refuge Training, there's a class coming up in 2 weeks in Eastern Oklahoma. Fly into Fort Smith, Arkansas, fly into Dallas and drive up, fly into Northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville and drive down, a couple hour drive in any direction. Justin Edgerton, email admin@grindstoneministries.com and we'll hook you up, bro. But Eastern Oklahoma training class, I will be one of your instructors. I will be screaming at you. I will be telling you to hurry up, you're dying. I will be spraying you with fake blood and I will be shooting you with fake bullets. You want to go to that class? It's at refugetraining.com right now. I told the patrons 2 days ago they get first dibs on everything, and that class is already filling up exponentially. So today's the day. Go sign up. Don't be an ass. Come to class, refugetraining.com. Additionally, there's like 20 to 30 other classes across the United States of America posted up right there. So go check it out. Quiet Roar says, I love the fact that you all are real. Yep. Yeah, we're not talking heads over here, man. Like, this is real life. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, grindstoneministries.com. I want every one of y'all that are people of faith today to be praying over our Caleb House team. We are moving against some scumbags today who have been doing really bad things to a very young child. Very young child. Became aware of this yesterday morning. Suffice it to say, it absolutely breaks our hearts, but it's not enough to have your heart broken. You have to yod. You have to do something about it. I praise Yah. I am surrounded by people that are unable to sit still when we get information like that. So keep our team in prayer. Keep that kiddo in prayer. Pray that the Father will work miracles for that child. Please, that inexplicably he will manifest himself in ways that are absolutely undeniable to everybody involved. King David says in Psalms, do I not hate with a righteous hatred that you hate? Yeah. Yeshua says it would be better that a millstone was tied around your neck and you were thrown into the ocean than you harmed the least of these. So, keep that kid in prayer, please. Keep our team in prayer, please. I know that on the back end over here, we are yod. We are doing stuff because we will not tolerate these abominations. And until every friggin' person on the face of the earth decides we're not going to tolerate this shit, it'll continue to happen. And if we can be a little bit of a light in the darkness, we will be. So, Grindstone. Link in the description. GrindstoneMinistries.com. There's a link to donate to support our ongoing operations. You can buy Caleb House swag. Yes, it's very expensive, but so is anti-human trafficking. It's intentionally very expensive. If you want to spend more than $150 on a hoodie, that's the place to do it. $50 on a t-shirt, $80 on a long sleeve t-shirt. Yeah, that's obnoxiously expensive. because so is anti-human trafficking. It costs $20,000 to $50,000 to do an extraction, one extraction. It costs more than $20,000 a month to take care of the 24 people we already have in our care. So our shit's expensive. There's a link to that in there's a link to that in the description. And Saws, our brother Saw, Facts Not Feelings shirt being produced by our brother and sister at Sanctified Supply Co. A portion of the proceeds of that shirt go to support anti-human trafficking and the building of Caleb House, which is our juvenile human trafficking survivor restoration facility, which is a bunch of $50 words that mean a safe place where kids can go for the rest of their life to break generational curses and put them back together again, that we are building. And, of course, we can't do this without y'all. So thank y'all for being badass.
You're the freaking bee's knees, Bear Nation. Sorry.
Somebody let him out of the hollow tree full of cookies, and he's all fired up this morning.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
I love y'all. You have a blessed day of prep, and we will see you. When we see you, don't freak out about the Chinese spy balloon, but don't just be sitting around twiddling your thumbs either. Okay? Stay a prep. We got work to do. Get after it, Bear Nation.
Do the things.
Shalom.